Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this prayer altar daily. Listen to the prophetic prayers. Receive them by faith. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we will be led to take for the day. Then pray more on your own, in the Holy Ghost, if you can, or in your understanding. Also, engage the Turning Point Prayer Booklet. Subscribe online, as I've always explained. It shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. Welcome also to Monday, the 22nd day in April, and also the first working day in the week. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit your ways unto the Lord, he shall bring it to pass. Proverbs 16 verse 3 also says, commit your work or business unto the Lord, your thought or plans shall be established. That's exactly what we shall do. Open your hand and heart and to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God shall prosper you in all you have in mind to accomplish this day. And this week, you are not alone. Divine presence of God shall go with you. Who is this? You have an important decision to make this week, and you are resuming back to work after some breaks. And who is this also? You have an appointment to keep. Then another person. You are writing an exam or you are attending an interview. Who is this also? You have a target to meet and it must not exceed this week. I see someone else also. You are facing an inquiry panel over a matter in your place of work. You are issued a query. The Holy Spirit is passing so many people across my spirit this morning. You have bills to pay, bills piled up, very pressing financial need. Then someone with a court case. You have a case in the court. You desired a favorable outcome. And someone is also billed for a surgery. It is this week or next. Then who is this going on a journey? You are traveling out of the city or the country. Oh yes, a pregnant woman is due for delivery in few days. If I say one, it could mean a thousand or hundreds of thousands. All cases mentioned. I want to pray specially for you. God put you on my spirit today. You may stand in the gap for your loved ones that is concerned by holding their photograph, hard or soft copy on your phone, or any of their things around the home, or be just mentioning and calling their name as I pray. All issues highlighted, receive divine intervention in Jesus' name. None will return in tears or sorrows. None will return disappointed or frustrated. You shall come back with testimonies. Your fears over that issue will not happen. Yes, nothing will go negative or contrary. God will position his angels around you, angels in form of men and men in form of angels. You shall enjoy divine provision, divine attention in the name of Jesus. Your remembrance is before God. That's why your case came up. No failure, no regret, no frustration. All shall end well in Jesus' name. And all the people you are standing in the gap for shall give you testimonies. Say amen. I receive it three times. Yes, it shall happen. All applicants for job and for promotion, find something relating to the job or the promotion, including your CV, your ID card, or something, raise it up. May that door open for you or your loved ones. You shall get a good employment with good remuneration and better work conditions. Promotion letter approved. It shall be sent to you soon. April 22 celebrant, your birthday prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God shall add days to your years and years to your days. You shall flourish and blossom till the very end. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Right, listeners, for the next 7 days, it shall be personal, intensive, passionate, effective, and effectual prayers. I will lead from here using scriptures as the Holy Ghost will give me utterance. They are your prayers I'm only leading you to pray them. So be intentional, be personal, and be passionate as we pray. Believe God. Release your faith. Your prayers shall be answered. Let's start with the same Bible verse, Bible scriptures we started with today. That is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit your work or your business unto the Lord. Your thought or plans shall be established or fulfilled. Raise your two hands up gently in prayer where you are. Pray with intensity. Say, oh Lord, my God, I hand over all my plans, all my intentions and expectations to your hand. Prosper and make all things perfect for me. Guide my going out and my coming in. Guide the thought of my heart and the words of my mouth. Teach me to take the right steps and say the right things. Cause me to flourish and to blossom this week. Breathe on all my plans and let them become my testimonies. Cause me to succeed beyond my expectations. Let me experience divine surprises in everything I do this week. I commit myself, my children, my family, and all my activities into your hand. I will make no mistake this week. I will not suffer any loss this week. Remove wrong people and wrong situation that may work against me in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, you shall have it as you desired. Next prayer. We are praying with Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brought salvation has appeared to all. Right. Now we are praying for grace, God's grace. Pray like this and pray with strength. I connect to the grace of God that brought salvation to mankind. I am a product of grace. Let your grace work for me in all aspects of my life. Those who enjoy God's grace will never know disgrace, because I am under the grace of God Almighty. I shall never know disgrace. I will not know reproach. No insult or blemish will come near my borders. God's grace, speak out for me in everything connected to my life, everywhere. Be my advocate. Plead my case. Make me enjoy uncommon favor from far and near. Joseph enjoyed grace and favor. He became the prime minister in Egypt. David enjoyed grace and favor. He became the king among his brethren. Esther enjoyed grace and favor. She became the queen of the land. It is my turn. It is my children's turn. Let me enjoy more of your grace and favor where I am and in all I do. So I shout, grace, 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 be on my side in Jesus' name. Say